Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, the latest reports say over 100 people have been killed overnight in airstrikes on Gaza. They point to multiple airstrikes in the southern city of Khan Yunis. Also reports that numerous bodies were being brought into the morgue at the Nasser Hospital. Just before coming on air, I spoke with Franz Loof, the emergency coordinator with Médecins Sans Frontières, who's in Khan Yunis in Gaza, and I asked him to describe the situation there.
I'm here at the most southwestern corner of Khan Yunis, so close enough you can, in a quiet night, you can hear the sea, you can hear the waves. We haven't had quiet nights recently. In the western part of Khan Yunis, western part of Rafah, it's only a few kilometers from here, and then we do hear the daily bombing and shelling, be it from the Navy, be it from the Air Force, ground troops, tank shelling, demolition works, Air Force, fighter jets passing, and the constant sound of drones above our head.
And multiple casualties is what we're reading of. Have you seen mass casualties coming into health facilities and hospitals?
I haven't seen myself. Our teams have. We do run a health center at, I'm less than a kilometer from here, where I'm right now. They did receive a couple of mass casualties since we started on March 18th due to nearby strikes within a range of a couple of hundred meters. And throughout the night, throughout the day, we did receive very, very close strikes, including shrapnel spilled over to our health facility. You know, one needs to understand that these facilities are temporary structures. We tried to reinforce with sandbags as much as we could, but still they do not provide the best protection. And once in a while, our staff do receive these spillovers of strikes in the vicinity of our facility, yes.
Talk to me about the blockade of aid and the lack of services and supplies in Gaza and Khan Yunis where you are. How bad is it?
It's getting worse by the day. Over more than 6 weeks now, since March 2nd, nothing is getting in. No fuel, no food, no medical supplies and drugs getting in. We see it on the market. I think the most worrying right now is no food getting in. People are desperate. Patients, our staff, our colleagues here, reporting that they would have one meal a day only. They would not have, they not get, not have the resources to get more from the little which is available on the market. It's the prices are skyrocketing. Our stocks are running low on medications.
We're seeing images, harrowing images as well, Franz, of babies who are malnourished with protruding eyes and cheekbones. I mean, how evident is it that children in particular are suffering?
We do have children, malnourished children, in our nutritional program at our ITFC, at the pediatric ward at Nasser Hospital. Yes, the ward is full. Most we see, however, among pregnant and lactating women, do have observed an increase in the follow-up of pregnant women and lactating women, that they are in need of supplement. We do see that the obligation as occupying power are not met. There isn't enough food. This collective punishment of the entire population is violating Israel's obligation as occupying power.
You're now describing Gaza as hell on earth, is that right?
Yes, absolutely. It's the third time I'm here now in Gaza, and even if I had to describe it as catastrophic from day one onwards, For the population, is just getting worse by the day.
As we speak, Franz, Hamas have released a statement, and they're saying that they expected, on the release of Eden Alexander, for the aid to be let in. So I don't know if you'd like to, if I could ask you one question on that, and if you could react.
We do, we have asked from the very beginning, MSF, that hostages being released. We ask as well that humanitarian aid cannot be used as a weapon and collective punishment for the entire population, regardless of negotiations on the release of the hostages. And I do think it is a political decision to bring humanitarian aid into Gaza to comply with their obligation as occupying power, and as well to ask Hamas to have hostages released to contribute to enable a ceasefire in place the soonest.
So one is not contingent upon the other. Hostages should be released and aid should be let in. They're not intertwined in any way. Okay, Franz, thank you so much indeed for joining us.
You're most welcome.
I appreciate it. Thank you. And I spoke with Franz Loof of MSF, who is in Khan Yunis in Gaza, just before we came on air.